The Media, Inc. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can about our health and our nutrition is really priceless today because I think we are driving ourselves down the road that we really want to follow. If we're paying good attention and we're doing some of the good things, we're going to have a better chance at a healthier life. If we're not doing anything and not paying attention until something dramatic happens and sets us on a healthier course, it's going to be pretty much of an uphill battle. The biggest problem, I think, for many people is the idea that you have to change your entire life in one day. And that's really not true at all. You can make small, tiny changes along the way that can bring monumental differences. The problem is, you know, we sometimes just don't know where to start. What we try to do here every day is talk about the relevant topics, the situations that are affecting most, if not all of us, all the time, and things that are present day happening in the now and happening right now in real time, the things that we need to focus on. One of the things that we have to make sure that we are doing is focusing on the things that we know we can stick with, you know, things that we can definitely put ourselves into a better category. And I think a lot of us are just, you know, not really sure exactly where to start this beginning kind of focus. So that's what we talk about here. We try to make it relevant, we make it understandable, and we make it easy so that when people are making a change, they may follow one protocol and get great results and then think to themselves, you know what, if I could do that, what else can I do? If I feel that much better with just that one change, what else can I change? And I think that our own motivation and our own results are what gets the ball rolling and really kind of keeps us heading in a healthier direction. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you those relevant topics, but at the same time, some of the best guests in the industry, some of the people that are making a dramatic change and allowing us to be able to take all that information and then put it together and then formulate our own focus and hopefully lead us down a healthier path. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because to me that really makes good sense. It's the next line of defense when we're trying to get healthy, to be healthy, to stay healthy. We have to have sounding boards. We need to get our questions answered. We need to learn how to focus on a better, healthier way of living. And I think we need to make sure that we are doing everything we can do, but you know, some guidance really does make a difference. Stay Healthy Health Food Store has been around a long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. So you get to go to this full-service store with the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, fully packed with the best of the best products, great prices every day, and then walk out with great peace of mind that you got those questions answered, and now you're kind of headed and steered in the right direction, and then you get to check in and have that check and balance and say, you know, what a great suggestion. I'm doing really, really well. And now I need to kind of focus on this area. And then as you learn more, you become more educated. You have better dialogue with your medical practitioners and your physicians and all of that. And that really does make a difference. So I think that if you just take the time to steer yourself in the right direction and work with the right people that have the right, correct, honest to true to form knowledge, you're going to be really successful. Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage. It's under construction, but pretty much open for you to get in there and do some perusing. And obviously, the coupon is live. Enter your email address. Get a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And, of course, liking them on Facebook will definitely give you a daily reminder of how good it is to know people in the health and nutrition business. Well, today we're going to be talking about colloidal silver, and we're going to be talking with, of course, Dr. Sally Bird, who's going to be here talking about the Silver Biotics line. A little background on my guest. Sally is a board-certified traditional naturopath, a licensed body worker, and a master teacher with the Institute for Human Individuality, spearheaded by Dr. Pia D'Adamo. Great organizations. Guess what? 37 years of professional experience, and she has amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and living well. Sally is involved in education and sales for American Biotech Labs, the world's leading silver company who specializes in safe immune system maintenance. Her career has spanned the gamut from supplement formulation and education with Dr. Titus Vanessa, a well-respected clinical researcher in the field of anti-aging, to sales and education for the Hanes Celestial Company, also personal care division, and sales. I mean, she's been really busy. Training and formulation for Tree of Life supplement brand, along with hands-on experience as a founding partner with the Progressive Health Strategies in North Carolina, a wellness center since 1997. She is also co-author of two books, Are Your Kids Running on Empty? And Mom, I'm Hungry, What's for Dinner? With Ellen Briggs, who shares her nutritional passion for the youth in our society. Sally is also well known as a crusader for wellness and longevity. She's personally committed to inspiring positive dietary changes in people's lifestyles through her seminars, media appearances, industry events, consumer interactions, and just all the crust stuff that she does. She's all over the place. She's all over the world. So she's doing it. She's educating. She's training. She's teaching. And she's getting us to the point when we can make better decisions about our health with so much great knowledge. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Sally Bird. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Jeffrey.
How are you today?
Fabulous. Traveling.
I was just going to say, where are you, girl?
How to escape Florida. Working the Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina states this week, which worked out wonderfully well.
Wow, that's wonderful. I'm so glad. I love today to talk to you because, you know, it's not like you're sitting in an office and you're just doing everything from the office. You are out there teaching, training, educating. And, you know, I know our industry has changed a little bit dramatically where they try to do a lot more things from the computer and from the smartphone, which is also very good because that does touch base with a very large portion of people that social media and using those devices are great. But I also think that being able to get out there and shake hands and talk to people face to face and, you know, sometimes seeing the frustration that people are going through and be able to have those conversations, they're still priceless no matter how you look at it.
Yes, totally, 100% agreed. It takes time. It may cost a little bit extra. However, when you back in-store visits with social media, you get both.
Absolutely.
So many people I'm running into, and I'm sure you have too, Dr. Jeffrey, is their eyes, they're too full. Their head is so full of knowledge, but they don't know how to apply things, or they get confused. They don't know what they can use with what. And because the social media is so strong and the internet and Dr. Google and all the other places they go, it's overwhelming and they wind up doing nothing. They're like a deer frozen in front of headlights. They don't know what to do anymore. And
well,
they get depressed.
Well, you
they're
know,
like, there's no help for me.
You do know? You know those aha moments that you have when you're having a conversation or you're doing a lecture and you see people go, oh, I get it. I love those.
Yes.
Those are some of my favorite things are aha moments. And I think that that's great for the people that get it because that point moving forward, things are going to fall in place. And however you choose to learn, the bottom line is learn. You know, whatever device, whatever protocol, I mean, whatever works the best for you. I've done webinars, I've done podcasts, I've done live shows, I've done lectures, I've done one-on-ones, I've done all what you're doing. And, you know, so we just have to keep putting it all out there in every different form and just see, you know, what sticks and what do people respond the best to.
Exactly. People can learn from multifaceted media and still the old-fashioned way, you know, head to heart, as I call it. You know, you bring them the knowledge that we have to make common sense decisions, not just based on a lab test somewhere or not just some TV commercial, but with years of practical knowledge that we can pass along to the next generation of folks.
Now, let me ask you a question. Obviously, you know, you and I hear about things all the time. Many of my listeners are pretty up to date and pretty savvy on what's going on, you know, because we keep them up to date. We keep them in, you know, in the know, and we keep them in the present moment. And as things change in real time, we make sure that they have information. But that's not the norm everywhere out there. And my question comes up when people hear you talk about colloidal silver and silver biotics and benefits and these kind of things. Do you get people that still say, on a daily basis, I have never heard of this?
Yes, or they'll look at me and go, what?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? There's such a thing. No, there can't be anything better than antimicrobial. You know, they don't get it. There's still a vast majority of people who still use the traditional things that have been recommended for 50, 60 years because, you know, it's a household name or they haven't been taught. Or it has, they haven't been receptive because they may have a relative that's heavily involved in traditional allopathic medicine. So some people just don't even want to hear about it. They don't care if it saves their life. They just don't want to hear about it.
Hmm.
It's amazing. You happen to have the most amazing listeners ever, Dr. Jeffrey. You really do. They pay attention.
Well, you know, I think a lot of them have been on board for such a long time. I was actually talking with a friend the other day. He's been going through some stuff, and he wrote me back, and I did a post on Facebook talking about our conversation, and he wrote me a letter that I shared, and it was really funny. He said, I've been listening to you. He's like 40, and he says, I've been listening to you since I was 9. He goes, my mother and grandma used to listen to you, and we would just sit there and listen. And then as I got to be older, if they didn't turn it on, I turned it on. And then I became an adult, and I still followed. And then I would turn in more. And now that I've gotten older, I listen all the time. So I've just kind of been with you for like over 30 years. And, you know, it's just – and now it's just – I rely on it. And I also know that I can send a letter, send an email, send a question, and get those answers. So I feel like we have this good connection. And so you wonder how many people started – with this show when they were young kids, and I hear about it all the time, and now they're adults with their own kids or their kids' kids, and you know, so it's been wonderful to be around for such a long time.
It's fantastic, and to know that you have made such a difference in a young adult's life, and that's a long time you've been on the air. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're 37 years now, so it's a long, long time, you know, and I mean, I love what I do, and you know, it's funny. Somebody said the other day, I talked to a friend that she was actually a teacher of mine. She found me on Facebook, and she said one line on the Facebook. She said, Jeffrey Burke talking for a living. Who knew? Yeah, but I've always kind of had the gift of gab. So, you know, you yelled at about it when you're younger, and then people like to listen to it when you're older. So that being said, when you are out educating, what is your favorite part about talking about silver biotics? Is it one-on-one? Is it a lecture? Is it a radio show? Is it at a booth? Is it at a store and a training, a staff training? What is your favorite part of what you do?
That's a really challenging question because I like it all.
I know.
Like, you know, like a mixed box of chocolates, you know, you get every part in there. So, however, sometimes if you're really going to get somebody to change, they have to have a session with you.
Right.
As you know,
right.
Like they have other things going on beyond just a sinus problem, or sometimes it's an emotional issue. And with those customers, when you can get the aha to go, and it's you get beneath the surface, so you get to the root of an issue, and they may have been taking something that sounds great, that's good for a lot of other people, that's in the news, some health miracle wonder, but it doesn't work for them. And when they finally get it, then they gab about it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I love lectures because you can hit a lot of people fast. And those, you plant the seeds, and those who are maybe more knowledgeable know what to do with it. But when you can work one-on-one with somebody or small group therapy sometimes, you know, nutritional therapy groups, and they can learn from each other in a smaller, safe place, because people get embarrassed. I mean, look at all the bullying and stuff on social media. Even in health and wellness, if you're not doing something that your friend's doing down the street or some famous doctor says, people get confused by all that. So small groups probably is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was I did a big event this weekend, and a lot of talking, hours and hours and hours and hours. It was a big event for Batten's disease for children, and it happens every year, and a lot of announcing. And I kid you not, I went through almost an entire bag of silver lozenges. I mean, I'm talking 8, 9, 10, 11 hours every day, and perpetually talking. And people don't think that that really puts a lot of strain on your voice. Believe it or not, it does. And I kept hydrated really well because there was a lot of dust and dirt in the arenas. And but I got to tell you, you know, I just went right to them. And I had one between my tooth and my gums most of every day. I mean, like I always have one. It's a routine I have when I'm in my office. I have a lozenge between my teeth and my outside gum all the time. I have one every show. And it's just a way of keeping moisture in your mouth when you're talking and, you know, water, of course, all that stuff. But, you know, I made sure that that was the first thing I put in my backpack.
Smart man. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent, excellent choice.
Now, question for you. I was talking with someone the other day about the lozenge, and he had heard us say that there was a teaspoon of silver in the lozenge, and he also takes a teaspoon morning and night, swishes it around for his teeth and gums, and loves it, then swallows it, and has been really healthy. And his question was, is it okay to still continue with my liquid and have a few lozenges during the day? He said, that's a good amount of silver. I just want to make sure that I'm not overdoing it because I don't want to give them up. I just want to make sure I'm still okay. How would you answer that?
Fantastic question. Go for it. Go for it all. The more, the better. You don't have to. But that extra little hit of silver, maybe at night before you go to bed, will keep your gums clean and prevent bacteria from, you know, periodontal pits and all that kind of, you can use it as a mouthwash almost, and then have your lozenges during the day to help you with everyday life. You are still fighting, you know, major things like MRSA and staph and strep throat and things like that by doing the lozenges. So if you are having, say, a teaspoon and a half of silver from three lozenges and an extra teaspoon, that's 2.5 teaspoons, that's fine. Personally, what do we take, Dr. Jeffrey? We take at least a swig a day, which is probably about a tablespoon a day.
Right.
So that is perfectly fine. You won't destroy gut flora. You'll feel great. You'll have a hydrated, healthy mouth. And your system attacks will be kept down to a dull roar from the environment. So it's a, please, that's fine. It's great, great combo.
I had a letter from a lady about a week or so ago. She had gone in for hip surgery. And everyone in her area on her floor got MRSA. And wow. So they moved them all to a separate floor. So while she was recovering and doing rehab, they had to come being suited up and all that kind of stuff. And she was in there for a couple weeks. And they wanted everybody to be in there for a period of time to get over this before they went home. But her daughter, every time she came to see her, would bring in her silver biotic silver. And she would give her mother like 2-3 tablespoons while she was there, and then she would take the bottle and she would go back home. Well, it was really funny because about at the end of the first week, they were testing them again, and her mother was barely testing. They kept her there anyway, but she eventually was not showing anything positive for the MRSA. So her system got really strong. She actually was doing really, really well. But everyone else that they had separated and secluded there still kept testing because she was not being exposed to them. She was in her own room. And I think to myself sometimes, I mean, there's been many times when people say, what should I take when I go to the hospital? And I said a shelf-stable probiotic and Silver Biotic Silver. Those are the two things that I always feel very comfortable and very positive for people to take into the hospital to keep them protected. I also recommend that they drink plenty of water when they're there. I also make sure that they take the silver gel so they can use it on their hands for things they touch that are in the rooms. And as they're getting touched, as soon as they can have the availability of getting to a wound or a sore or a recovery entry into the body, I like them to use the gel in those areas for helping with healing. But, I mean, those are things that I think everybody should take with them when they go in the hospital, you know, not to just keep you strong, but to protect you against what you come in contact with while you're in the hospital.
Exactly. And you know what's really cool about the story you just said is that daughter, I assume the mother was in, so the daughter took the silver in. The 3 tablespoons she gave the mom, that is 3 to 4 tablespoons is what is recommended in the protocol for MRSA. It will get rid of it. The gel will help. So you put it, if they get a MRSA breakout on the skin where it's super obvious and they've got the little rash going and the scabs and things, you can put the silver gel, the silver cream. Obviously, you've got to keep that up probably 3 times a day, but taking at least 3 ounces of silver a day, it will go away in about 3 to 5 days. So that is a perfect story. And it also saves thousands of dollars. That mom could have probably been released after it was down, you know, way down, if she had wanted. But they want, you know, to always max the money when you're there and make sure there's no lawsuits and things, so they'll keep you extra. But realistically, she could have gone home at the end of the week.
You know, the thing that I find interesting is my mother was a nurse, and we've had this conversation about MRSA and stuff because my mother got MRSA at a hospital about 10 years ago. And she talks about the surgeries in the hospitals 20, 30, 40 years ago, you know, in the hospitals. And she said, I don't think we had anything back then like we do now. She goes, we didn't have the technology and we didn't have all these amazing bells and whistles and bling and all that stuff today. She says, but when people went in the hospital, they didn't leave sicker than when they went in.
Correct. They did not.
So you kind of wonder, with all of our technology, what are we doing wrong? Is it our state of health when we go in? Is it a lack of sanitary, you know, procedures? Is it so many more germs that are available now? I think it's a little of everything, maybe.
It is a little bit of everything. There's also super bugs. We have shoved antibiotics into our society for how many years now? A long time. And people are immune to them. So now they have to go for stronger and stronger and stronger. At the same time, we're being barraged with genetically modified foods, water that's not clean. Even when we're trying to eat well and eat organic and everything, there is a level of toxicity in our natural environment. Plus, we have computer and mobile phone pollution. You know, all the technology causes a degrading of the immune system, too. So it is a combination of both, but the whole superbug theory, which is why the meds aren't working for a lot of people anymore, and they have to go higher, or they have to be a lab rat for a lot of meds now, because they don't know what's going to work, and they have to try different things. However, taking care of yourself with the right products and staying in a good frame of mind mentally, getting your normal movement, whatever that is, and eating, trying to eat well, helps. It really, really does.
Now, when you start recommending the silver, now you did recommend something. You just said this a minute ago, and I want people to understand this. As we talk about silver biotics, colloidal silver, we talk about the benefits, you know, antiviral, antifungal, antigermicidal, antibiotic, right, all these other things that we talk about, and we talk about using it every day. But, of course, in the same sentence, we also talk about the overuse of wide-spectrum antibiotics and how they can be harmful and weaken our systems, but silver's different.
Yes, it's very different. Antibiotics, number one, they're a Band-Aid, right? They don't really cure the problem, and they destroy the flora in your gut. So they will destroy your probiotics. All your good probiotics, they wipe them out. That's why there's all these other side effects for people that have been on antibiotics, like a yeast problem. You can gain weight from going on antibiotics because you've got prolific yeast growing in your gut. you could have a reduced immune system, which can set you up for sinus problems, allergies, all kinds of things, constant colds, flu. It could be anything. And even skin problems, acne can be caused by an overuse of meds, all these antibiotics. So antibiotics are not healthy for people. They're supposed to be a bridge to get you to a place that you can go off them and live a healthy life. In the old days, it was a life or death thing. That's why they were invented, just so you wouldn't die. They were not meant for every time you get a cold or sniffle to run to the doctor and get an antibiotic, or every time your throat hurts, get an antibiotic. That is not how they were designed, even in the medical field years ago. But we've really turned into people that, you know, at the sign of anything, race to the hospital, especially if you have children. The cool thing about probiotics, if you feel you need more of it to, you know, put out a major issue if you have food poisoning or you had to be rushed to the hospital or you've got a MRSA attack and you had to go to the 3 to 4 ounce level a day, there is no harm in that because your body will actually get stronger because it's going to neutralize the DNA and a bacteria, which means it dies. It will prevent a virus from reproducing, so that dies. It cannot proliferate, so the virus will just go away. It also has the ability to kill yeast and mold in your body, so you're not going to feel bloated, you're not going to be sick, and it is physically impossible to kill more than 2% of your body's probiotics. 2%, that's nothing. And that has been tested by the FDA that within 24 hours, all the silver that you drink will be out of your bloodstream in 24 hours and completely out of your body in 48. Completely, like every single drop. So it is physically impossible to build up a tolerance to the silver biotics. And it's impossible to have your probiotics killed. I mean, that is a win-win.
I got to tell you the funniest story, and then we'll take a quick break. It was one of my friends and her son was working on a science experiment. In his bedroom, he had Petri dishes on the table by the window, and he was doing some bacterial kind of things where they were growing cultures, and he was looking at them underneath his microscope. So his mother is a clean freak, so she was cleaning his room. She has a spray bottle that she adds silver to. And then she sprays it on keyboards and wipes them off and does that stuff as well. So she was cleaning up his area where he was doing his work. And as she sprayed it over all of the Petri dishes.
Oh, no.
Didn't think anything of it. So he came home and he started screaming. He goes, "Mom, were you in here?" And she walked in and all the Petri dishes were clear. And he said, "What did you do?" And she said, "I just was cleaning." He said, "What did you spray? You killed my entire experiment." And she said, "I was just spraying the colloidal silver." And he was like, "Well, great. You killed everything. Now I got to start over again." I just thought it just hit me funny, you know, because here we are talking about it as bacteria and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, yes. She's such a clean freak. I mean, she didn't think anything. I think she was spraying around him and she just happened to spray all of them. These three Petri dishes that had nothing left in them.
Funny.
So, you know, it is amazing how well this stuff works. And you see that kind of thing and you hear about it. You think to yourself, I want this in me so it can start killing all that stuff. Pretty funny.
Yes. Even look at today's news, right? You've got hurricanes, flooding, everything's going on with the weather. Say you had to evacuate and you didn't have you had to drink tap water, for instance. Not that we want to, or you had to drink polluted water. Well, if you had your silver with you, maybe some wild oregano and a little moringa, you're fine.
Right.
Jeffrey, think of that.
Right.
We have to use our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody's flying right now and they're stuck in the islands, or there's things that we can do. And to have this product available at such a reasonable price, and it's available in Stay Healthy and Better Natural Food Stores, it's amazing that we even have access to something like this right now.
We're talking with Dr. Sally Bird today. We are talking about the line of products from Silver Biotics. Remember, 25% off the liquid, which is a great deal right now. And also the CBD silver combination cream lotion. Unbelievable. We're going to talk about that. On sale for $12.99. Such a great deal. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Sunny Mood is a feel-good formula that can help lift your spirits when you're feeling down. This innovative product supplies a broad spectrum of phytonutrients and essential minerals to target mood and emotional health. Mood Enhancement. Sunny Mood supports a positive mental state to promote feelings of happiness and well-being. Plus, it features a powerful rhodiola extract that is standardized to a minimum of 3% rosaphins and 1% salidricides. Emerging research has demonstrated rhodiola's mood-elevating and brain-energizing effects. Emotional balance. Sunny Mood supports emotional stability and calmness. Combining adaptogenic botanicals, soothing nerve relaxants, and harmonizing nutrients such as L-theanine, this multifaceted formula can help you maintain mental balance during times of heightened emotional stress. Sunny Mood is designed for overall mental health and is ideally suited for individuals with temporary depressed mood, occasional anxiety, emotional reactivity, temporary stress-related exhaustion, and mental fatigue. Sunny Mood can be used daily for health maintenance or as needed to balance the mind and emotions. Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Silver Biotic products that are available every single day. You'll find exactly the formula or formulas that you want to use. And, of course, you can ask all the questions you need. Everybody there can answer the questions on the full line of products. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Also, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. Believe it or not, they've been around a long, long time. So with it becomes longevity, but it also comes knowledge and education and getting questions answered and carrying the best of the best products, because they know that when you carry the best, you know, people don't have to make mistakes along the way. So head over to Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Sally, when people are talking about silver, there was a time when a lot of people thought that silver should only come in a glass bottle. And I remember that time when people were talking about it, but there's a reason that you guys do not use glass.
Yes, it's kind of a funny take. You know, you think you start a company, you think you're doing it great, you have a scientist on staff. However, when you decide to get more studies done, as was in the case of the owners of Silver Biotics, after about 5 years of them being in business and they were packing in glass like everybody else was doing at that time, they were sending samples off to University of Pennsylvania. And Dr. Rustin Roy was doing some stability tests and whatnot and found that the samples they sent them in plastic were far superior than the ones in glass. And this went on for a long time. And through a whole process, they discovered that the frequency of the Silver Biotics molecular structure does not stay stable. And it starts deteriorating at about 3 months, and it's gone by 6 months of shelf life. So it doesn't stay as stable in glass as it does plastic. So the company switched to a BPA-free plastic, did another seven-year study, and found that nothing from the plastic had leached into the silver. Also found out that the PPM, the 10 to 13 PPM per batch, was the same. It didn't go down to maybe an 8 or a 9. And it also, the frequency was exactly the same. It never moved the needle. So it wasn't like sometimes probiotics, if they're past the date, will, you know, lower. And we're used to that. As a manufacturer of probiotics at one time, we used to have to fill the bottle with more so that it would stay labeled, the label claim would register properly. Now with the silver biotics, that stuff, if it's stored in BPA-free plastic, right now they have a 16-year shelf life. 16. The company stamped the three, so people don't think it's kind of like a a fake food, essentially, you know. However, the stability factor of this product in that BPA plastic bottle, I'm talking the liquid, can be frozen, it can be heated, and it will still work.
You know, that was another thing. I remember people telling me before not to keep it cold. And, you know, I just think you just need to be dealing with a company with a quality product. And, you know, we could be pretty bad to it. It still does its job.
I know. Now, the gels and the creams, sometimes they'll get a little watery if they're exposed to severe heat over time. And they have a two-year shelf life because it's a different application, because the gel will turn back into water, you know. So it's cool. It has a full two-year, probably about a two-and-a-half-year life expectancy. However, that should not sit in the back of a trunk in the Las Vegas heat. Okay?
That's very true. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just chimed in and she said, I have a story to tell you. I love listening to when you guys talk about silver. I went to visit my father who had a diabetic sore on his foot that would not heal. They tried a bunch of different salves and nothing was working. And while I was there, I started putting the silver gel that I had inside, right inside the wound, in a very, very light gauze. And I was there for about 3 weeks. And by the time I left, I had to actually call and order some more. It was had closed in probably 60%, and it was still healing. We went to the doctor, and the doctor was dumbfounded and actually stood back and shook his head and said, I've never seen anything like it, wrote down all the information. There was a store in that part of New York where I guess he could recommend for people to go to get it, and he was going to start recommending it. So my question is, do people know that this is a really good hands-on for a healer for open wounds? I'm sure they do, but I wanted people to know that someone out here just tried it, and it did work. Thank you.
Well, number one, you have a very smart person in your listening mix, because that is the company actually has tests for diabetic ulcers. They just can't make it into an ad so that the everyday person might know that it's for that. If you go to silverbiotics.com, there's a lot of research on there and a lot of FAQs. So they can, all the questions are listed out, you know, the most normal questions people would ask. However, with diabetic ulcers, when you start putting that silver in any open wound, the bacteria will be gone in minutes. And that gel has about a four-hour shelf life on an open wound and 72 hours on a closed wound. So when your listener was addressing her the wound, she was doing exactly the right thing. So not only did it kill the bacteria, the body was allowed to heal. The silver gel allows stem cell reproduction at a fast rate, no matter any age. Now, a five-year-old, it may have been completely healed at 3 weeks because of the age of the person.
Mm-hmm.
But for that age of that individual for 3 weeks, and it's almost closed, those wounds are open for months.
And she told me in a footnote that he had been working with this with the doctor for months. and they had tried. Mm-hmm. They had tried scraping. They had tried debreeding it. They had tried everything, and his sugar was finally under control. It had gotten away from him, and he wasn't being a good boy. Mm-hmm. But everything was back. The diet was clean. He was doing everything, but they still could not get it. And the inflammation, I was oozing and all kinds of really bad stuff. And they were just, they were amazed, absolutely amazed. And I think they're telling anybody that'll listen.
Well, because number one, it's good for the patient. It saves time and money, and they're not going to have a lot. You know, the person's going to heal up. Now, if at the same time the patient would drink at least 2 teaspoons, probably a full tablespoon of silver per day, if they could do that at the same time, so it will help to neutralize the sugar in the body, because the silver, remember, kills yeast, which can cause those ulcers. Because they get yeast overgrowth. Think of it, toenails, athlete's foot, all that stuff is created by candida yeast. Mm-hmm. Now, and if the patient is back on a sugar-regulated diet, and they might even take some blueberry, you know, some other herbal products with it, even turmeric or blueberries or something, and it's going to even work faster. But that was a perfect application. And now the patient's not suffering. I mean, because those wounds are, you can't do anything. If it's on your foot, you can't hardly hobble around. You can't get exercise. That means you get depressed and gain weight. So it's a cycle of events that start from an open wound like that. So that's brilliant. Thank you for paying attention. Wonderful.
Let me ask you a question. What was up with the idea and the philosophy behind the CBD combination?
The CBD skin cream that came about in March of this year came about because of the CBD awareness. And so many people wrote into the company that, like, why don't you combine silver with CBD? That the company said, okay, we'll make one product and see how it goes. So because of the silver salt molecule is a very unique molecular structure, and it has the amazing ability to penetrate fast. It penetrates, kills, leaves, and doesn't leave a trace, okay? It doesn't, you know, it just leaves a path of destroyed pathogens. So with adding CBD with silver into the base of the healing cream, they figured they could use the silver like you're hammering a nail into a surface, right? So the nail point goes in first. That's the silver. The CBD is almost like the nail, the body of the nail. Okay, so it's taking the CBD into it, and they're using 300 milligrams of wildcrafted hemp oil. So it's a nice amount of a natural U.S.-grown hemp oil that has 100 milligrams of pure CBD. So that silver will help the CBD get in the system faster through the skin mantle so that the pain is not as strong in probably 15 or 20 minutes. It should subside. Now, they haven't done a long-term testing on it, so it's still fairly new, but people with lower back pain and hand pain, people who may work on computers or have a repetitive motion type of job in a kitchen or factory or even a casino card deck player, okay? You know, they've got to deal all day. So with that type of lower grade pain that could just be more of an aggravation, it's working very, very well. For somebody who needs a new disc in their back or something like that, I don't think it's going to be enough for that. They would have to do a heavy supplement program with it. But the CBD, that hemp oil with the healing cream, remember, now has organic coconut oil in there. You have hyaluronic acid for hydration and moisture. So you're lubricating the skin, plus you have a natural pain remedy being administered at the same time. So it's used not only to kill surface pathogens on the skin, it's used to get the active CBD into the skin faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it really does. I think it's a great product, and I was talking to Mark. I saw it the other day at the store, and it was like on sale for $12.99, and I'm thinking to myself, where are you going to find this?
I know.
I mean,
It's
I couldn't believe
the
it.
Other cool thing about the cream, whether CBD or not, it has a luxurious feel to it. The texture of this cream, it's so creamy that you could use it as a night cream, and it would help you sleep, right? Because I'm thinking the CBD, you put a little bit on your thyroid area, put it around your neck in the back of your occipital bones. Those are those two bones at the top of your neck. If you put a little bit there along your neck and upper spine, it's going to calm you down. It's going to be, and it feels, it's just a beautiful cream, and it's travel friendly. You can take it anywhere.
I heard from a friend of mine over the weekend. I actually saw her at the event. She had been in a really bad car accident. I've talked about her before. And she was actually broke her back, and she was in bed for about 18 months and gained like 200 pounds. Couldn't move, couldn't do anything. So when she came out, they did a gastric weight loss surgery bypass on her, which she desperately needed because her levels were way out of control. And she dropped huge amount of weight and then kept going and running and doing all this stuff, got her body back in shape. But she had so much skin that she had to have a full body lift and like four surgeries to get rid of the skin. And she was looking great, except for the incision around her abdomen. Now, although she was flat stomached and everything there, they had three little areas in the incision that would not heal. She tried the silver gel and they healed. And she just wanted to tell me about it. And she told the doctor about it. And she told the bariatric surgeon. And she told the nurses and all that kind of stuff. Because those things were, it was going on for a long period of time. And, you know, sometimes they had to put new drains in there to drain out the infection. And she was on all these antibiotics. And finally, they healed over. And the redness was gone. And they closed up tight as a drum. And, you know, they checked her blood for infections. And she's doing amazingly well. Now, she was doing it internally as well as topically in the gel. But, you know, she just stopped by to, you know, just kind of say hi, and she looked fantastic, and she was just telling me about that, and I knew I had to pass it on.
That's fantastic. Thank God she knew about it. You know, saved her months of healing because the silver worked so quickly. That's another blessing.
Well, you know, the other part of it is sometimes we try things out of necessity. But what ends up happening is, you know, I think we probably know enough about it in the back of our mind, but we're just kind of like throwing everything in the wind and see what works. And, you know, and then and we come out the other side, and we're like, wow, that did work. That was a really, really good idea. But we're never really completely sure. We're guessing sometimes. But the nice thing about this product is it's so comfortable and so easy. You can do that.
And you know what's great? Say you guess wrong, okay? There's no harm done.
Right.
None. You can only be this product can only help. You know, there's absolutely not any variable for a harmful effect on silver biotics. And that's from being born as an infant all the way to however age, you know, you leave this planet. It's perfectly safe.
Now, you've answered this question for me in the past, but it just came in again, so I know there's new listeners listening. It says, Sally said that she travels a lot. And she uses silver every day. I'm starting to travel a lot as well, and I use silver every day. Does she take more when she's around in germ-filled environments? Because I want to follow the same protocol. I do not want to get sick. I love it.
Excellent question, yes. for instance, Dr. Jeffrey and I will be leaving for a very large trade show next week, and we will be shaking a lot of people's hands, hugging folks, and talking with hundreds of people every day. And yes, we will take several more swigs of the silver internally. So when I am faced with lack of sleep, a lot of people, or sick coughing people, and any vehicle, could be a car, an airplane, a train, or a boat, ship, yes, I will take a swig or two extra during the day and always have the lozenges with you and the silver gel. Because if you have to ride a subway, rent a car, stay in hotel rooms, these things aren't clean. You know, it doesn't matter how well they clean them. But whatever environment you're in, just have the tools and you'll be better off. So, yes, travel with silver and use it regularly, and there's no harm done. So kudos to you. Congratulations on your sales job. You're going to have a lot of fun.
You know, I just, I know how you're going to answer that ahead of time, but I wanted them to hear it from you. And because I got to tell you, this line is a godsend. It's just amazing. And it is really funny. I just want to tell you, somebody just chimed in real quick, and I'll say this in the end, end us right here. It says that I started using the CBD cream with silver. I use it under my eyes and across my brow at bedtime and down the side of my temples. And I heard her say that you could use it as a night cream. Well, I use it because it really helps those those are my dry areas on my face. But I also found that I started sleeping better. So I'm passing that on to all my girlfriends.
Fantastic. You know, wasn't advertised for that. But yes, it will calm you down. And the texture of the cream is beautiful for a night cream.
Well, I thought I'd let you know that. Well, you have a wonderful day, a great week, and a great upcoming convention. And make sure you take all your silver and take your lozenges with you.
Yes. And you have to take extra from people you meet, as I know you do all the time, too, because people always need a lozenge.
Absolutely. I've been there, done that. I've been there with my hand open. You know that. Yes. Thank you very much, my dear. Good luck, good health to you, and tell everyone at Silver Biotics we love what they do and keep doing it.
Thank you for all of your support, and your listeners rock. They're smart and they are practical, and it's fabulous to have the amazing feedback that we get from this show. It's just wonderful, Doug.
Thank you. My pleasure. You be well, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Dr. Sally Bird, always informative, always fun to talk with. And this is someone that not only does the work, but also is out there in the field all the time. It's really cool because she actually gets out to talk to people, and not just here, she's around the world. You know, so she's doing things. She's on cruises. She's meeting tons of people on cruises as she's traveling as well. Lectures, education, store trainings, all that fun stuff. She gets to get out and meet the people and get out in the trenches and then bring the information back. And I think that's why so many of these companies have gotten even more successful, because when you're bringing back all of the wants and needs and questions and things that are going on actually out there for the people you're meeting one-on-one, I mean, companies can make the adjustments and do all that good stuff. So, you know, definitely try this product line. It's Silver Biotics, the new CBD CBD cream with silver on sale for $12.99. All of the liquid silver, 25% off. The gel, you're going to love it. It stays with the area you want it to be with. It just kind of, you know, stays where you want it, where the liquid can kind of roll off a little bit. The gel stays in place. But definitely go to Stay Healthy and talk with them about all these wonderful products from the Silver Biotics line. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It's your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7. Saturdays from 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. The coupon is live and ready to go on the new site. You can print a $5 off coupon. Use it on your next $50 purchase at the store, just for staying in touch and becoming part of the webpage and putting your email address in there and being privy to all kinds of good information coming your way. And, of course, to stay connected with them, the easy way, go to their Facebook page. Like them on Facebook. Their posts are awesome. I use a lot of their posts on my page as well. And they'll keep you up to date on things like basket giveaways and all that good stuff. I know they just finished the Garden of Life basket for August. Nordic Naturals basket will be this month. Make sure you go in and fill out your slip so you can get into the drawing for that great basket as well. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to tune in. It is a beginning of another week. Hopefully, it's going to be a good, healthy week for you. Don't forget to check out all the products from Silver Biotics. Remember, if you can't tune in live to my show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and they're archived every single day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the icon, download the shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. Remember to follow my page on Facebook. It's Dr. Jeffrey Burke. We'll stay in touch. I talk about a lot of product lines. I give my thumbs up, thumbs down to things that I think are good and easy and wonderful for us. And I also post my radio show so you know what the topic is ahead of time. Have a great day, everyone. Be well and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant
information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.